last night in Florida, the Panthers beat the Hurricanes 1-0. Hurricanes had, 26,000 scoring opportunities. Florida had like two, and didn't matter. The Panthers got the goal. The Hurricanes didn't. And they don't ask you how. They ask you how many. And that's why Carolina is 3-0 down in a series that they could have maybe not have, you know, the same chance of being up 3-0. But, man, it could have gone the other way. At least could have gotten one of these, and we're probably not talking about being on the edge of a cliff today. Brian Boyle, a 20-year-plus NHL veteran, 8 different teams, played in 2 Stanley Cup finals, now with NHL Network. You can see him on NHL Now today at 3:30 and on NHL Tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. He joins us on the Adam Gold Show. First of all, before we get to the hockey, just want to say that I'm sure you are an inspiration to so many, having conquered, I guess, leukemia during your career and still playing about 4 years after it. So just for that, thanks for being an inspiration to so many.
Thanks, Adam. I'm very fortunate to had a great team in place, and technology now has made it so I could fairly easily get my treatment done and play. And I was lucky that I had a team that was willing to do everything they could to help me. So when I was with New Jersey, but I appreciate that. I know it's for a lot of people, I've had really difficult and trying times fighting cancer, and it was cool to hear all of the support that I've gotten then and since, and even now.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. Frankly, I didn't know you'd stopped playing, to be perfectly honest. I assumed that you were going to play forever. Is that a fair way to start the hockey portion of this?
Yeah, you know what? I would have if they let me. I wasn't stopping if I was getting another job, or until I won that big silver jug. But, you know, what a great privilege and blessing it was to be able to play in the NHL and have, you know, make so many friendships and do what I love to do so much. And now transitioning, just getting to talk about the game, and it's the only thing I know how to do, right? So I really can't do anything else. So thank my kids are happy that there's opportunities like this so they can have dinner, go to school and whatnot, because dad has to work.
Brian Boyle is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, so somebody, by the way, I remember you playing with Florida as well at the end of your career. As somebody who has played, who did his work defensively in the middle of the ice, how much more difficult is it to score in the postseason, especially in those dirty areas in front of the net, as it is during the regular season?
I just think because the games are, you're playing the same team with the same travel and the same, you know what I mean? You have so much time to scout. You're not going to get away with trying a different power play or doing different things. It's for me, most of my goals came there anyway, so I think my goal scoring in the playoffs is pretty similar to my regular season. And I wasn't going to take the puck end-to-end to score. It was deflections, it was rebounds, it was being close and around the net. It was after a 40-second shift where you kind of hem the other team in and get your offense that way. And a lot of what Carolina does to generate a lot of their offense, that was me, and that was my kind of role. And if I didn't score, at least, well, you could get a change maybe, and you can get a top line out to play against that line that you just kind of grinded down. You know, scoring is hard. The goaltending, I think, for both teams has been really, really good, but Bob's been historic. So you try to make it more difficult for him, but you need, you know, I said it when the playoffs started, I think this Pacioretty and Svechnikov situation, and then when Teravainen went down for a bit, that's going to hurt the Carolina Hurricanes, because Pacioretty can get a puck at the top of the circle and score. Like, he's that good. He shoots it that well. And, you know, Svechnikov is so strong and long, and he can get to those areas too. I think it was going to hurt him. I think he got 1 5-on-5 goal from Chatfield right now.
Yep.
You know, who is a nice player. I like what he's done, but you know, he can't be the only goal scorer 5-on-5 in this series so far.
Yeah, you know, I've done the math. It's been 120 minutes and 18 seconds since Carolina's last 5-on-5 goal. 120 minutes and 8 seconds since the Hurricanes' last 5-on-5 goal. They only have three goals total in 13 periods of hockey. I don't think that's a good recipe. Florida's only got six, but six is more than three. Right. So when fans, and I do a podcast after every game, and when fans are understandably angry and frustrated and think that they're getting crushed and can't understand why I'm saying it's close, they just need a break and maybe a bounce and maybe it's different. How do you explain to fans how close the margins are? Or is Florida just the better team and have played the better moments, bigger moments, better?
The overtime winners are what they are, right? Kachuk's in game one, I thought, was excellent. There was a bad bounce in game two where they made that bounce. They, you know, Kachuk exacerbates that by a little stick-on-stick interference with Stahl for the tic-tac-toe play. Like, that's a big play at a big moment, and Carolina needs that. But honestly, three shots, one shot per game, this series could be 3-0 for the Hurricanes. Do you understand? Like, that's how close mm-hmm. this is right now. Who's the better team? Well, I don't think Florida cares if you call them a better team or not. They just want to advance. And the same thing for Carolina. Nobody cares at this point. You want to win the thing. And that's how far down the road we are here. It's, you know, it's almost, we're getting close to June. Guys are still playing hockey. And it's literally one shot per game is the difference in this series from being 2-1, 1-2, 3-0 for Carolina.
Brian Boyle is joining us here from the NHL Network. You played on so many good teams. You were on a Rangers team that I think played for the Cup. You're on a Lightning team, I think, that played for the Cup. So you have been in the room with elite players. Everybody goes through scoring droughts. How did they get through whatever, you know, droughts? Do even the great players suffer at times from a confidence issue?
Yeah, I mean, there's different moments when you're feeling better about your game and there's less thought that goes into how am I going to get a goal. You just go out and play and create. And that's, you know, everybody can have 4, 5, 6 games without really contributing offensively, but they just can't have it at the same time. And you know, no disrespect to Florida. That's a big reason why, and the biggest reason is right. Bobrovsky. But you have to put them under siege, and if you get a goal, you got to get the next one. That's and the way they play, they put themselves in great spots. They give up almost nothing, like almost nothing. And even the goal last night was, if it didn't change directions, the release point came weird because there was a stick on stick,
yeah,
on the power play for the shot, and that took the release to a different spot and went far side. You could see Freddie kind of get set and try and get compact because it looked like it was going to hit him in the chest, and it just kind of slingshotted over to his blocker side. And that's a lucky bounce. Now they earned a power play to get the lucky bounce. They executed on the lucky bounce, and it was a matter of Brent Burns' stick that was taking away a goal line pass that wasn't even there, and instead of trying to, you know, if he puts his stick in the lane so Kachuk can't get it to Reinhardt flat, maybe he puts some air under it and you have more time to go stick on puck the net front D. So it's literally those tiny details at this point. There's four teams left. This is a good hockey league, the best in the world. Those are the things that are going to separate you.
All right, now, some belief that, if you could put yourself in the Hurricanes locker room, and I know it's hard, the belief that if you win one, you can still do this thing.
100%. We had it. We lost to the LA Kings in 5. And I know that's probably not what Kings fans want to hear, but we lost in overtime in game one. We lost in overtime in game two. We came back home thinking, you know, we haven't trailed yet. We weren't ever trailing. We were down 2-0 in the Cup Finals. So we came home. We got all excited. We thought it was just going to be a little bit easy, and we kind of got ran out of the building. We're down 3-0. And then we beat them up pretty good in game four. We went back for game five. We had a lead again. We lost in double overtime. But, like, we win game six. We win game five. We come back home for game six. Who knows? Like, that's all you got to do. Try and go out and get a goal, get a lead. If you don't, whatever. Try and go out and get tied up. Like, you can't look big picture. You can't. That's a big mountain they have to climb.
Right.
You can't win four games tomorrow. You can win one game, and they played well enough to win three. So that's why I think the belief should be there. Like, they've played really well. It's been a great series to watch. I hope they win a bunch of games because I wanted to go seven games, but they are in a hole, obviously. They just need to win one game. But, I mean, we were just talking about it. I'm in the studio today, and we're all talking about it. Like, they can win four straight. Wouldn't surprise me, just because based on what we've seen so far in the series and how they're playing, and a lot of times and a lot of stretches in the game, they're dictating the play. And they're giving up very, very little.
Right. They are. They gave up almost nothing last night. At 5-on-5, there was one really good scoring chance for Florida. Florida did almost all of their damage on their power plays. Brian Boyle, NHL Network, NHL Now today at 3:30, and again, NHL tonight throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. World-class person. I appreciate your time, Brian. Thank you so much. Enjoy the studio. And look, if a team calls, I'd answer the phone just in case. I think you could still add something.
Hey, I'm still working out. Don't tell anyone.
Hey, thank you very much for your time.
Appreciate it. Keep the faith.
All right. Thank you very much. Brian Boyle, NHL Network. See, everybody should be encouraged. Brian Boyle says it's still possible.